Welcome to the Blackboard Review podcast, an audio showcase for the talents of students at Clayton A. Bounty High School. This is episode 4. We're recording on March the 7th. I'm Lily.
I'm Nora.
And we're coming to you from the blackbirdreview.org. In this episode, we're talking to two members of the Voorheesville Sexuality and Gender Alliance Club.
I'm Alexis McCray.
And I'm Fiona Wickstrom.
And now let's just jump into it. So. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I don't sound it, but I really am.
Now, how about you, like, tell us, like, a little bit about what the club itself is?
Okay. So, the club pretty much, when we first started the club a few years ago, there was kind of, like, a discussion about what kind of club we wanted to be. Like, a social club, a club that, like, fights prejudice, or, like, different kinds of clubs. And we decided then that we wanted it to be a mix of all different kinds. So I feel like it's different from a lot of clubs in that way. We do, like, fundraising a lot of times. We do things like World Social Justice Week. But mostly it's just, like, a safe space for kids that are not like everyone else, not necessarily, like, gay or not cisgender, just kids that maybe feel a little bit different, to kind of be with people that are like them when they might feel, like, otherwise lonely.
And then you mentioned something before about this Justice Week.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little bit more on that?
So we did it last year. I really don't remember if we did it this year or not, but I know we did it last year. World Social Justice Week is kind of just a week to celebrate advocates for human rights around the world, all different countries, all different movements, whether it be LGBT rights, women's rights, whatever it may be. And last year we ended up doing a poster, so it was like a map of all these different continents, and then we had prominent civil rights leaders, like pictures of them, and then little blurbs next to them. It was really fun. It was a really cool project, and it was up in the Commons. I was actually really proud of that.
So, you know how you have these meetings? How does that throw down, like, with the multiple, like, unique people that attend these meetings?
It throws down actually really great. We all work together really nice. Something that I've always liked about Saga is, like, the members have always been just, like, we've always been more than a club. We've always been friends in a way. Most of our members graduated last year, actually, and we were all, like, you know, like a little family. It was really fun, and we were all very different people. And this year I'm so happy. We have so many members this year. A lot of freshmen, which makes me very happy. So, I don't know. We all have, very, but they work together in a really good way, because we all balance each other. I'm the president, and I'm very, like, disorganized, I guess. I have a lot of ideas and a lot of, you know, ambition, but not necessarily a lot of drive. But my vice president, Ashley, who's amazing, she has the drive and the organization to make my ideas come to fruition. So it's really a nice kind of mix and balance.
And then, Fiona, you're a freshman this year. So going into the club, did you have expectations? And then what was the reality of it? Was it what you wanted, or was it something completely different than what you expected?
I actually, I don't think I really had many expectations, because I had little knowledge of the club. I went to a Saga picnic once in eighth grade to kind of check it out before I decided I wanted to join. I just hoped, I guess, kind of what Alexis said, I wanted to find other people that maybe understood a little bit more what it was like to go through, like, middle school and either being different or being gay or something like that. And
in a school like this, it's so hard. It's so hard to find people like you.
It's a very small school, and that doesn't help.
So, how do you feel going into these meetings? Do you feel like a part of, like, a community, or what?
Oh, I would definitely say so. I would even look forward to it, which is strange, because I don't like doing things after school besides going home. But I
understandable.
I look forward to seeing them, and most likely getting into some strange argument with them. It's fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of fun debates.
And then for people that are looking to join the club, do they need to, like, conform to any of these, like, sexualities or genders?
Oh gosh,
or can it just
no,
be anybody
no.
that
oh
wants to
gosh.
Show up?
No, our club has so many, like, we have a vast array of people from, like, different backgrounds, different sexualities, even different genders, you know. it's really, if you want to come, you can come. You know, we have straight members, we have gay members, we have members that aren't gay or straight, that are bisexual, and, or whatever else, you know? Mm-hmm. It's really fun. We love having new members. I get so excited when someone who's never come before comes to a meeting. It makes me so happy, and we always try to welcome them, and I wouldn't feel like they belong here. Because sometimes I've heard from people, especially in the past years, because all the members of Saga were very close, I feel like you know, some people say, I want to come, but I feel like you guys are all so close, and I feel like I'd be an outsider, and, I wouldn't fit in, but it is not like that at all. We really want to welcome everyone and make everyone feel like they have friends here, and they have a place to be, and our advisor, Ms. McTighe, is awesome. She is so kind. She really, cares about this club 110%. Not to be shady, but there are some advisors who are just, figureheads of clubs. They don't very do very much, you know? Ms. McTighe is not like that. She really gives 110% into this club, and it's amazing.
And now how often do you guys meet? Is it a big commitment to be in the club, or is it...
not a big commitment at all. Being Saga, we have to expect that a lot of our members would be into theater, so we're really lenient, especially around play season. We know not everyone can come every meeting. We have meetings once a week on Tuesdays, officer meetings on every other Thursday, but, we allow people that aren't officers to come. Andrea Rojas will come to Thursday meetings, even though she's not an officer, and, you know, we appreciate it. We like people that care about the club.
Do you think Saga meetings help diversify the community at all?
Show
people that there's more than one kind of people.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I saw you nod. Do you wanna elaborate on that, Fiona?
No.
Okay.
I can't think of it. It's kind of self-explanatory. You go in there and you see that there's a bunch of different people, and that's...
Yeah. It kind of, if anything, a lot of times it shows you who cares about this kind of stuff that you wouldn't think does. You know? I don't know if I should name names, but we had someone come in a few meetings who, I really did not expect to come, and he was, so helpful and great. Just, not someone I would think cares about LGBT rights specifically, you know? But, he came, and he helped out, and he was great, and I was so happy that he was there. So, for me, that's what it does. It shows me that, people do care, and it's not always the people you think. For other people, it might show that there's more than, being gay and straight or whatever, but yeah.
I think, as you said before, this is such a small school that sometimes it feels like it's not very diverse. Mm-hmm. Are you guys planning on doing anything to really show the extent of the diversity that's in the club? Is there something you're considering, an activity or another week of some sort that really kind of shows to the rest of the school that we're here and we're important?
New. We just finished doing a pretty big project that we're putting actually on our board in the cafeteria. We're putting up famous or well-known figures that were actually LGBT that people might not know about, or famous figures in the LGBT community that people should know. So we just came off doing that. So right now we're not planning anything new at the moment, but we want to do that. That's definitely the direction that we want to go in. We want to show that Saga isn't just, people with, bright colored hair who are, I don't know, just saying things that don't make sense. That's not who we are. We're a very, we care about other things. We're a more serious club, so we want to do that. But at the moment we're not planning anything.
And then I've heard from just some students and stuff just in the hallways that they want to go because they want to show their support. But they're nervous too because they identify as straight, and they're worried that if they show up to these meetings that their friends or anyone that knows that they go is going to perceive them as anything but straight. And then that's kind of this fear. So how many people go, just a rough estimate, don't necessarily, they're that aren't necessarily gay or bisexual or any of the other things that are just straight?
We have a few members that are straight. I don't really want to put names up there because I don't want to, out people that may or not be out yet. But we do have straight members, and they don't really get any flack from their friends. It's, Also, if you're in Saga, there is no pressure to, show people that you're in Saga. Like, we know that being gay isn't always very accepted. We know that, you know, home, like, parents, friends, they can have closed minds. So, like, we won't make you do things that you don't want to do to show people that you're in Saga. We took yearbook pictures the other day, and we're like, okay, do you want to be in the yearbook? Do you want to be listed as a member? Like, what do you want? So, if you want to come, but you're straight and you don't want to get, like, made fun of or whatever, first of all, I understand. It sucks to get picked on for that kind of stuff. Just know that there are other straight members, and they don't get any kind of flack, and there is no pressure to let anyone else know that you're in the club.
So it's definitely, like, a safe place for all members.
Oh, yes.
So people leaving the club meetings, how do they feel, like, leaving the club?
I think that the mood is very positive at the end of meetings. I think everyone is really happy that they are there. At least I am. I always have a ball. You said you're Fiona. You get really happy at the meetings.
Oh, I get really happy, and I feel pretty good leaving them, knowing that I'll have another meeting with them, and that I have people here that I'm friends with through this.
So it's all generally, like, a good attitude, mm-hmm. friendly. Yes.
Now, can you give some insight on what happens during the meetings? Because I feel from, like, an outside perspective, we don't know what goes on inside.
I'm going to be honest with you, Lily. I don't know what goes on either. Every meeting is different. There will be some meetings where we have work to do that we need to do, so we'll be making posters or planning events. We'll be setting up for all kinds of different things we want to talk about. Some meetings are very serious, and we have serious conversations about, current events maybe. Or at some meetings, there's nothing for us to do, and we're all in a good mood, and we just goof around and have fun with our friends. Every meeting is different, and what we do depends on the mood of the day. Sometimes people are in a bad mood, and they don't want to talk to anyone. That's fine. And some days we need to, get work done.
And then, I guess, what's your favorite? Like, if you had to pick your favorite type of meeting, what would be your favorite? Like, to walk in and knowing, like, this meeting's going to be this type of meeting, what's, like, your favorite?
I love meetings where everyone is just in a good mood. I don't care what we're doing. We could be doing work. We could be, like, making posters or doing paperwork or whatever. As long as everyone is in a good mood and is getting along with each other, then I'm happy.
I'd say that would be the same for me, although I do personally enjoy the days where we don't have anything to do more, and I can just talk with my friends.
Do you find that if you're working on a project, does it get pushed forward or pushed behind, like, off schedule more often, or do you, like, stay on task?
Some get pushed behind, not because of us. It's usually because, like, something happens, we don't have school that day, or after school is canceled that day, we will have to push back a project. But, like, other than that, things generally happen on time, and we always meet deadlines. Like, when we have teen nights, we are always prepared for teen nights, for fundraisers. Yeah. Like I said, though, like, I'm a very unorganized person. I'm kind of all over the place all the time. But there are members in the club that have a very organized, not monotonous, I can't think of the word, just a very organized personality that, you know, they help push the club along. And I'm very grateful for those people in the club.
And then, I guess, is there anything coming up that the rest of the school can be looking out for?
You'll just have to wait and see.
Who comes up with these sort of ideas and events?
Everyone does. I come up with lots of ideas. Our vice president does. Our advisor, Ms. McTagg, does. Everyone comes up with different ideas. And then, so we'll have an idea, a few ideas, we'll write it on the board. You know, kind of, like, maybe edit them a bit. But, yeah.
And then, not to, like, out any members that don't want to be outed, but for the kids that necessarily aren't comfortable yet showing up to a meeting, is there people that they can go and talk to, like, in the hallways that, like, to have some sort of support system that they should know about? Officers, maybe?
Yeah, they can always talk to me. I look scary, I know, but I'm really not. I'm actually really friendly, and I like talking to people, especially about Saga. So you can come and talk to me, Miss McTighe. You can always talk to her about anything. Our Vice President Ashley Gifford is always open to talk. She is the nicest, friendliest person in the world. You can talk to her. I mean, the rest of our members are all very nice people. They're shy, or quietish, but they're very nice, and they will talk to you about Saga.
Do you find that Miss McTaggart, like, offers a whole bunch of, like, new opportunities, like, finds, like, a lot of ways for you to, like, spread?
Absolutely. Last May, I went to a summer camp. Oh, it was an over-the-weekend summer camp in Lowville, and it's, like, 3 hours north, and there's, like, in the middle of nowhere. It's called Camp Unirondack. It was a Saga or a GSA retreat. It was a bunch of people from different sagas all over New York State. It was a lot in Eastern New York, actually, a lot of Syracuse kids. But it was all high schoolers, and we were all there in, like, cabins, and we did, like, workshops for sagas, how to, like, improve your saga. And there was also just, like, fun camp activities, like canoeing and archery, and it was really fun. There are different workshops that I've gone to in the past year that have helped me with, like, leadership skills and stuff like that. APROM or ALTPROM is something, like, I've never gone personally, but, like, she tells us every year that, hey, there's ALTPROM, you can go to ALTPROM if you want, and I know some people that have gone, and I actually plan to go this year because of, I met friends at Unirondack, and we're planning to meet up at APROM and be a fun little group. It's gonna be fun.
And then before we wrap up, every year I hear about this picnic. Is that happening this year?
Yes.
And then tell us a little bit about that.
So picnic, we do it in May every year. We try to do it in the courtyard. 2 years ago it rained, so we did it in the cafeteria, but we laid down picnic blankets. It was great. So yeah, we go in the courtyard, we just have food, we have pizza, we have fruit, we have candy, popsicles, and teachers come and students come. It's just fun. It's a fun thing to do. It's like a party, you know? You don't need to be in Saga to go. You don't need to do anything to go. You can just go.
All right.
Nice. And that's another episode of the Blackbird Review podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. The Blackbird Review podcast is a production of the Blackbird Review and the Voorheesville Central School District. It is produced by Andrea Rojas and Maggie Thayer, and in the episode included the vocal talents of Fiona Wickstrom, Alexis McCray, Lily Burke, and myself, Nora Abdullah. Our intro music was written and performed by Sadie Goldfarb and Sophia Galati. All of the stories heard on the podcast and so much more can be found on our website, www.blackbirdreview.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.